evidence of economic activities or business transactions such as books, records or invoices as required by law and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws. Is a proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and welcome to the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines: Simkonda urges Zambia to turn revenue gains into tangible national development. Chief Shaibila proposes Mulilafiela constituency name, and UN sanctions paramilitary leaders over Sudan atrocities. Konkola Blades target statement win against Vesco United. And now the news in detail. A mining expert has described the 2.9% increase recorded between 2025 and 2026 as modest and below expectations, arguing that the growth figure does not reflect the country's full potential. Speaking to One Love Radio's news desk, Edward Simkonda, a mining expert, says while the increment represents progress, it falls short of what many stakeholders had anticipated. He noted that a more significant rise between 15 and 20% would have demonstrated stronger momentum in the sector. Simkonda emphasized that percentages and financial gains should not be celebrated in isolation without tangible national benefits.
However, you know, at the end of the day, even though we always look at these quantities and percentages that have been done in a particular period, you know, that doesn't amount to really anything, you know, because we need to see that kind of, you know, percentage being transformed into national development. I'll give a typical example. Fine, Zambia has made $2 billion between 2025 and 2026. Then what? You know, it is better, you know, as you know, we refer to, you know, development that has taken place after gaining X amount of money. So I feel that's the best way we should actually look at this kind of development. So the figure has not been impressive. However, it is an increment, but it's been very, very low. So I'm pretty sure we can do much better.
The Zambia Institute of Mass Communication Educational Trust, ZAMCOM, has officially launched online learning, beginning with the rollout of its postgraduate diploma in public relations. The one-year program is designed to upskill practicing public relations professionals and equip them with advanced competencies to meet evolving industry standards in Zambia and beyond. Head of Public Relations and Marketing at ZAMCOM, Ms. Alice Schultz, says delivered through a flexible virtual platform, the course allows practitioners to balance their professional responsibilities while upgrading their qualifications.
Now, we know that this has been an outcry from our students and potential students for a very long time, so we took it upon ourselves to ensure that ZAMCOM goes online. So the postgraduate diploma in public relations is strategic because it aligns with the regulatory requirements set by the Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communications, which mandates that public relations practitioners must be legally registered to practice. Through this program, participants will acquire the necessary academic credentials and professional grounding to support their registration and compliance with the national provisional professional standards.
Now, Chief Shaivila has proposed Mulila Fiela as the name of the new constituency in Mukushi district. The traditional leader emphasized that Mulila Fiela is more than a stream. It is a symbol of heritage and resilience. He explained that the stream flows from the Imanga Mountains, where the Lala people historically mined and smelted iron, shaping tools that sustained agriculture and trade. He stressed that the name reflects productivity and creativity rather than colonial confrontation. Still in local news, a resident of Western Province has called on the government to put up industries in all provinces to ensure economic stability in the country. Speaking on One Love Radio's neighborhood radio program, Mr. Kayawe has bemoaned the lack of industries in most provinces, questioning why these investments are only in Lusaka and the Copper Belt. He has stated that poverty levels in these areas, especially Western Province, are high due to lack of industries that can create jobs for locals and ensure food is readily available. He has reminded that people from all provinces cast their votes, hence development must be taken to all areas.
Makamaka pankani au ngala stako makampanya bili makamaka kuno kumongo wafaka kwe mozi senanga na kwe wafaka kwe mozi mzapela ati senanga ya kampanya amene wafaka kusenanga izata njiza waku shangombo izata njiza waku sesheke izata njiza waku choma izata njiza waku mwrobezi mayona mani zo chita ati kampanya yonse amene bwela ni kusaka kampanya yonse amene bwela ni kukopa beoti kampanya yonse amene bwela ni Munga Lusaka njie Zambia, but the president yama kambati Zambia simu Lusaka chabe yae. Zambia, njiko loonse kwa mene kupeze ka Zambia nyonse, maona. Kwa langanepo wa boma kuona, ma province yonse kufuni kako ma industry, maona. Maka kono kuwesini, kulibe olo industry yama babugamu, kulibe olo industry yama sapato, kulibe olo industry yatu ma tokudia kudia ma biscuit.
Immediate past Director General of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, Victor Nyasulu, has called for the release of Raphael Nakachinda. Nyasulu declared that custody is meant for hardcore criminals and not for matters of speech. He stressed that continued detention amounts to judicial abuse. Nyasulu urged authorities to stop what he described as harassment through the courts. With that local story, we take a short break. When we do come back, we have more in international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Thank you for staying tuned.
International news. International.
Now in international news, the UN Security Council has announced new sanctions on four leaders of Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces over atrocities committed in the western Sudanese city of El Fasher. The Deputy Commander Abdul Rahim Hamdan Dagalo and Brigadier General Al-Fateh Abdullah Idris, more commonly called Abu Lulu, who became known as the Butcher of El Fasher among those proscribed. The others are RSF Deputy Commander Gedo Hamdan Ahmed and Field Commander Tijani Ibrahim. A spokesman for TASIS, a coalition of civilian and armed groups led by the RSF, told the BBC the sanctions were unfair, saying they were based on what he described as partial and unilateral reports. Now, for more in foreign news, we monitored the BBC.
More talks between the United States and Iran over Tehran's nuclear program are being held in Geneva today. They come against a backdrop of the US's biggest military build-up in the Middle East for decades. Talks on Ukraine are being held later in the day in Geneva. Overnight, Russia launched more bombardments targeting cities, including Kyiv, Zaporizhia, and Kharkiv. A BBC investigation found that Nepal's top police officer gave the order allowing